Hey everybody, today I watched part 13 of 7, directed by David Fincher and starring Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman, and Gwyneth Paltrow. This segment of the film starts at the 1 hour and 24 minute mark and ends at the 1 hour and 31 minute mark. So after Mills and Somerset have latched onto the photo of the blonde in the pictures, they head over to Wild Bill's Leather, which is the receipt that was kind of attached to the photo. This is on Saturday. This is the sixth day of the investigation, I believe. So Wild Bill is played by Martin Sereen, who has also been in, I don't recognize any of these titles, to be honest with you. But just to name a few, coming out soon is Diaz for Detroit, Ill Manners from 2012, Freebird from 2008, and some other stuff. So yeah, he makes and sells, I guess, both custom and just kind of stock adult accoutrements. Is that the word? Accessories. They talk about something that he made for them, but we don't see the photo. Like, there's a lot of obfuscation in this segment, because, I mean, I don't really want to see anything that happens in this segment or the end results of the stuff that they're seeing. But they take the photo and, I think that's the photo that he takes. The photo of the device that that Wild Bill made. He thought he was some type of performance artist. Apparently he's made Stranger Things, and I don't want to imagine what Stranger Things were. At this point, well, maybe I blinked and missed it. No, we did actually see the photo, but anyway, they head to a massage parlor, and that is the most sugar-coated word for this place that they're going to. It's very loud, very dank, dark, disgusting. The music that plays during this segment, or actually, no, sorry, in Wild Bill's Leather, the music that plays is the song Guilty by the, would you call them a band? Yeah, they're an industrial rock band called Gravity Kills. And this song was actually first released on the soundtrack for Seven. And it later came out on their album, Guilty, which is a bunch of remixes, a few months later, in 1996. So, over to the massage parlor, or whatever the heck that place is. Really loud music. I believe this is original music, because in the X-ray, Amazon X-ray, just comes up as Lust, which is the sin that they're investigating now. And they go into the room, the private room that she was in. There are already some officers on the scene. And they reveal something horrific has taken place on the bed. But we only see part of her legs. We don't see most of the bed, or either because somebody's standing in front of it or because it is cropped out of the frame. It's just out of frame. They interrogate a couple of the guys from the scene. One is the guy who is at the front, like the front entrance guy, the front desk fella. The front desk fella, that's a good title for that. I'll take on that title when I work the front desk. He's played by Michael Massey, who is in The Crow and was in the one who fired the gun that accidentally and tragically killed Brandon Lee. So he's one of the folks that they're talking to. And the other, who is actually in the room and really committed the act, was the proxy for John Doe, played by Leland Orser, who I know most from the Taken films. He plays Liam Neeson's friend Sam. Now, this guy has just lost it. He's done something awful because he was forced to do it. And apparently, John Doe had a gun. It was forced him to put on this contraption with basically a strap-on knife. And then insert this contraption, this strap-on contraption, into the blonde woman. I don't know if she's been named yet. If she did, I didn't write it down. And I feel bad about it, but I'm pretty sure that they did not say her name yet. So, he had gunned down his throat. It was completely against his will. Really awful situation, and I'm glad that we haven't seen any details at all about it. Why is this picture of... Why is he pretending to be walking uphill? Albuquerque does not have hills. From what I know, it's pretty flat. It's an ad for Better Call Saul on IMDb. I need to watch that. Actually, I need to go to the websites. I need to go to Amazon and order... get the season pass so I don't miss an episode. Anyway, just a couple minutes left here. They go to a bar, try to kind of deal with everything that's happening. Another great conversation between Mills and Somerset. And Somerset says, this isn't going to have a happy ending. Yeah, I think that's... That much is apparent to all of us at this point. Mills asks him how he got like this, and Somerset gives a pretty good speech about living in a place where there's so much apathy, and that's because apathy is a solution, that it's easier to take drugs than deal with your problems, or any other number of things. It's easy to do the bad... It's easy to do a detrimental thing as opposed to doing something that's difficult, that's the right thing to do. Oh, I think that might be a nice little piece of trivia here. Leland Orser is, let's see, yeah, he is married to Jean Mary Triplehorn, who I recently watched in a bunch of episodes of Big Love. She plays Barbara Hendrickson on Big Love. I recommend that show. It gets surprisingly, or maybe not so surprisingly, violent at times, and lots of doggone language there. So yeah, their conversation turns to the need to care and make a difference, and Mills ends the conversation with saying, I don't agree with you, I can't. And so we have their different points of view. Now, at this point, we have a bit of trivia in the X-ray notes. Morgan Freeman was going to be a fighter pilot, I believe, but decided to stick with acting, and the world has been better for it. Or maybe not. Maybe he's been an amazing fighter pilot that could have saved the world in other ways. And also that Brad Pitt turned down Apollo 13 to do 7. So maybe 13 was too high of a number for him. All right. Thanks so much for tuning in. Tweet me at TIW Podcast and visit todayiwatched.com for more reviews. All